8:20 now on Connect FM. It's a Wednesday morning connection and time right now for another midweek chat with Downtown Du Bois Inc. Executive Director Shirley DeRouge. Shirley, good morning. Thanks for coming in again this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on again.
It's great to do so. And we know we had been announcing about the big spring cleanup for Du Bois last Saturday. Could you give us a quick report on how that went?
Sure. Saturday was ended up being a beautiful day for
us. It was, weather-wise.
We had several groups. I'm going to say between 12 and 15 groups that signed up. So many so that we ended up having to go beyond city limits and sent some people out into Sandy Township to cover areas and clean up.
Nothing wrong with that, huh?
No. So it was wonderful, great turnout. Everybody... It was just a wonderful event.
Oh, good. So when you notice how nice things look here in Du Bois after that cleanup, be thinking about the fact that it was the organization of Downtown Du Bois Inc. putting that together, and great participation, great
yes.
weather, and the results
and
are
we're just so
evident.
We're so thankful for everybody that participated, those that made donations. Mm-hmm. You know, we wouldn't be able to do it without everybody else's help and support. So
sure.
We are very grateful for our community.
Now there's something going on today. I hear rumblings about. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, today we have Main Street America. They are in town with us. We are kicking off our first of many meetings that we're mm-hmm. going to be having for our pilot program, which is the Equitable Entrepreneurial Ecosystem, or as they like to refer to it as E3.
Okay.
So we will be meeting this morning, a presentation for area leaders and key figureheads in the community. Then this afternoon, they're going to set out on foot and visit some of our downtown businesses.
All right.
And then we're going to reconvene and finish up the evening. So it is a very big day.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing about the aftermath of that, but that's exciting mm-hmm. As things get rolling in that regard. And then on the calendar, some special things are coming up. I hear there's going to be another bingo night. You've already had one of those.
Yes, another bingo tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Doors open at 5. It's at Parkside Community Center. There's food available for purchase. Last one that we had, we sold out. So we had to put up a sign. Couldn't accept any more people, but this time we are setting up for an additional 20 people. So hopefully handle,
you
know,
it's going to get bigger and better. That's nothing wrong with that.
Everybody loves it and we love it. It's a lot of fun. It's casual, laid back, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, good. So be thinking of that. Again, it's coming up tomorrow night. And then getting a whiff of chocolate. is there like a chocolate festival or some big shindig involving chocolate coming up?
There is. Saturday, May 11th, Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
We are having a chocolate festival, and there's other events taking place in the community as well. So it's going to be a full day of coming into the downtown. Actually kicks off at City Park because they have a color run, and then we're doing stuff. Avenue West has an event going on. Brady Street Collective. So we're all putting together for a larger event for everybody. But yes, Chocolate Festival, Saturday, May 11th, and it will be here on Long Avenue between Brady Street and High Street.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I don't know of anyone who would say no to that, but we'll continue to keep the listeners posted here on Connect FM, and you can check out the details as always, on connectradio.fm. So, Shirley DeRouge, thank you. It's been great having another midweek chat about Downtown Du Bois Inc. and what's happening in our community.
Yes, thank you. It's always a pleasure.